Shinyuches, the Mishabura and Sefer Dalet. So the Mishabura, the Mechaber and Shulchan and Sefer Dalet, excuse me, Sif Dalet. Correct that, Sif Dalet. So something which is Nishbashu called Tzarkoi, it's already cooked. There's still Shayach Bishul if it's cooled off. And as the Shulchan Aruch finishes off, we're talking about something which has liquid. Something which has liquid in it. So the liquid, even though it's fully cooked, if it cools off, there's bishul if you reheat it. Something which is a solid and it's fully cooked, there's no bishul deraisa if you reheat it. Something which has a liquid, there's bishul, according to Shulchan Aruch, deraisa if you reheat it. Something which is not fully cooked, whether it's a liquid or a solid, there is bishul if you cook it, even though it's edible as is. It's Michael ben Drusoy. But cooking it to a further stage is going to be an issur deraisa. Mishabers have cut in chaf beis, so yesh ba mishum bishul. Chol dinim asur mishum bishul. Feel litan al akira al atan or cut him a hesek asur kamashu kosa b'simen reish and gimel. So these are going to be asur to put them there, like we mentioned yesterday, that since people are considered chaylim when it comes to cold, the amir la'akum is permitted on a malacha deraisa the tzarch chayla. And people are considered chaylim when it comes to the issue of cold. So they were allowed to tell the goy to turn on the oven, to light the oven. The fire would go down because of the dangers of the cold. They were allowed to tell the goy the du malacha d'oraisa of turning on the oven, of heating up the oven, which is made to heat up the house. Their stove was used to heat the house. So the goy is allowed to do that on Shabbos. So if the goy is allowed to do that on Shabbos, may I put food there before there's any heat, that when the goy will heat the oven, the food will get cooked. That's also. Okay, bishul. Okay, also in the Torah, lo niach hatav shel zeh b'shabbos amokam cham shel yatzal et hasbar. If something is fully cooked, it has liquid in it, it's cooled off. There's an issur d'oraisa, the Shulchan Aruch says, yesh bishul lacha bishul, according to the Shulchan Aruch. And if there's an issur d'oraisa to put it in a place where it can get heated, so yatsa let us wait. Well, orva say betav shel resech uklisheni yesh lahakum. However, if to mix it into a klisheni, which will automatically add heat to it, but we hold klisheni is mikra, that's not mavashel, so therefore that's not a problem, and we're not going to be machmer on that. Im istanin. Now, what's called istanin? If it cooled off. Hanoshena yatsa lettuce boy, afshu kitsas cham adayin. It's even though it's somewhat warm still, as long as if it's not the temperature of yatsa lettuce boy, it's cold that it's cooled off. Aval ima yatsa lettuce boy, but if it is still yatsa lettuce boy, afshen itzana meri sichos. Even when it stopped boiling, it's no longer boiling hot, but it's still the temperature of yatsa lettuce boy. Lo shech by bishaloid, it cannot be called bishul. Remember, it was fully cooked. The whole bishul was, because since it's cooled off, reheating it is called, it's not cooled off yet. Halakha calls one as yatsa lettuce boy, it's called cooked, it's called hot. B'chal resech, it's included in the definition. By definition, yatsa lettuce boy is called resech, it's called that it's boiling hot, and halakha, the equivalent of that. And bishul achar bishul, not in bishul achar bishul. Now, you're going to have, that's on the deraisa level. That's on the isurim of bishul. You still have the halachas of shia and chazara. You have in seven ration of gimel that I can't take something which is sitting hot, no longer on the fire, and put it on the fire on Shabbos. Right? Even though it's hot, the difference between if something is off of the fire, I take it totally off the fire with no das to return it back. Just sitting there from before Shabbos already, it was a large pot, so it stayed hot. Very large pot of soup, still quite hot. But before Shabbos, I took it off of the fire, and that's it. I can't put it back on the fire on Shabbos. Well, it's still hot, it's fully cooked. Yeah, but that's the issur called the halachas of chazara. You can't put something back unless you're returning it back, as opposed to placing it originally on. So over here, you took it off before Shabbos. It's not called chazara, it's called nesina. Nesina is also. It's you can only discuss putting this back if there's no gecholim anymore. It's goruf. Aval tana kshein o garuf, v'klol shkein alo eish mamish, also lahasav l'chuk yama filu reseach gomer kili alma submission gimel. Putting it directly on the coals, or a fire, that's also, there's no way to do that, even though it's fully cooked and fully hot. Now, because of Dasa Makabra, so this is the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal by Davar Lach, and the Chumra is attached. We will see later on, the Ramo is Mekel, and he says that Mikra didn't ain't Bishal Achar Bishal. Same way by Davar Yavesh, once it's fully cooked, there's no issue of reheating it. So Davar Lach also, once it's fully cooked, the fact that it cooled off, reheating it does not make it, is not also. But we're machmer, we say like this. If it's nitzan, it's nitzan legamri, you can't put it back. If it's not nitzan legamri, because mashalom nitzan legamri, no go lahokol v'deir b'shem bishul v'ainshal. So we're going to make it as long as it's not fully cooled off. Now, what's the definition of fully cooled off over there? Again, obviously, you can't put it under the fire. We're not talking about that. But what's called nitzan legamri and not nitzan legamri? As long as the person will still feel that it's warm enough that he feels like he's benefiting, he's getting a warm item, as opposed to this is lukewarm, which is basically room temperature type of thing. You go, that's why I feel like that's warm. As long as people relate to it as something which is warm, we're mako. Oh, that's warm. Still, it's like the bishul is still there in people's minds. The act of bishul, which made the soup hot, is still effective at this point in time. So people will look at it. It's not called bishul. If it's total, if it's cool off to the point where that's not hot, it's not, the soup's not warm anymore. So then people will perceive it as, oh, now you're heating it up. So we're going to ask that and call that that's usur. It's not a meeker than in bishul achar bishul kon derabo. Once it's fully cooked, in bishul achar bishul. But if it's totally cooled off, people are going to perceive it that that's an act of bishul. We don't do it by davar lach.
So water that cools down.
Water might have its own set of halachas. We'll see. Water, there is by this is by something like a soup or something like that. That's where or a gravy or those type of things. Where clearly the first act of cooking changed it, made it into soup. So the fact that it cools off afterwards it's cooked already.
So let's say it's by the end of the meal, and you're like, I'll take some more soup.
Right.
You put it on.
Again, so we're not discussing the halachas of chazor over here. We're discussing the halachas of bishul.
Well, how do you make it hot again without doing?
Well, theoretically, so let's say I have a situation. Their scenario would be that there'd be an open oven, open fire. So the halachas, you don't put it directly next to the fire. You put it a little bit further back. It's not a mokum bishul. You got to put it there as long as there's no bishul involved. As long as there's a rabbanon to put it there. You can't put it in a mokum bishul because it looks like bishul. Now we're going to call a chazara. If you move it a little bit further back, even though it's going to benefit from the fireplace, so that'd be okay. The equivalent nowadays would be on your blech.
Yeah, but not directly over the fire.
Not over the fire, not in a place where the fire is, so I can put it to the side, and I'm not doing nesina al-eish, so, and it's full, it's not a problem of cooking, because it's still warm. It's people will still perceive this as warm soup, so that would not be a problem.
So essentially, lemaisa then to put soup back onto a blech that's like that you've taken your hands off of and it's off, and that you're gonna put it back on there is mutter then if it's still at a warm, hot temperature.
Well, again, if I want to put it back. There's three places in the blech. There's directly over the esh.
Okay.
Then there is the area over the esh where something will get to the atzel lettuce bite.
Okay.
But it's not directly alo esh. Depending how high your flame is, how thick your blech is, you might have a situation where I could put something not alo esh, but on top of the blech in a place where it'll get quite hot.
Okay.
Right.
That's still called al ha'esh. That's what we're saying.
And then there's the area where it will not get yatzel lettuce boy. Right. The area where it's going to not get yatzel lettuce boy, I can take something out of the fridge and put it there to warm up.
Okay.
Right. As long as it's, I'm not, it can't get yatzel lettuce boy, it's not going to get cooked. Something which direct al ha'esh needs all of tanoi chazar. Right.
Okay.
It has to be So your Tanai Chazara are that you took it off. I mean, Lisa Chachila should be Eider Biyadai, Daijal Hachsir. It has to be covered, which it is. It has to be fully cooked. And it has to be, it has, still has to be hot. So it has to be, still has to be hot. The area which is not directly al ha'esh, but it's enough to get yatzah lettuce by. So Rambam has a tshuva. I want to say this right. I'm going to throw this out. I'm not remembering it right now exactly how, what he says. I don't want to quote it without saying it right. One second. You know what? We're sitting right here. Let's see. Right, so he holds it that the even the area not alo esh, which but it's hot enough that it'll get yatz lettuce, but it has a din like alo esh. So you would not be able to theoretically, you would not be able to do a mice of nasina with it. You could do chazar, but you can't do nasina. It also creates a kula, which is very negaya, is that if I have something a pot, I only have one fire on, I have three pots there. So one pot is directly over the fire, the two pots are next to it. Once I take the first pot off, I can move the other two pots directly over the fire, because I'm not called putting ala esh, because it's really ala esh. Mm-hmm. So it creates a chumra and a kula.
It also means you can't serve off of it too, though.
Because
it's a humagus problem.
Right? No, it's interesting. The Mersh says the Gabi Magus, it's only directly ala esh. That the Gabi that, it's not called ala esh. That's the one chilek that he does.
What's the kula? I miss what the kula was.
So I have my blech, and I have three pots there. Say one pot directly over. I have, let's say, I leave my soup directly over the fire,
yeah.
And my cholent pot and my kettle, my tea kettle, a little bit further away.
Okay.
But hot enough that it's yatzah lettuce, that the food is yatzah lettuce bread. Now I serve the soup Friday night. So I want to move the cholent now over the alo esh.
Okay.
I'm allowed to do that. Now, if the second mukkah will not be considered alo esh, I would have a problem of I'm moving it from non ala esh to ala esh. That's awesome. The answer is no. I consider the second makom ala esh, the gabi. This is all the area where the esh is affecting. So I'm moving it closer or further. That's not called not a bishul problem.
Okay.
Or I take the kettle off and I'm not going to demakra to put it back at that spot and not a little bit closer because it'll boil more. That's all called the same makom. Okay. So the Ramo added that this opinion of the Mechaber that there's Yesh Bishlach and Bishlach by Dovalach, the Raisa, again, the Ramo himself holds not like that, right? He says that's only true in the case of Mithamach V'yofalu. Because Akuponim, the act of reheating it is benefiting it in some way, so there's some positive action, even though it's fully cooked. But in some way, I'm adding another dimension to it, making it a little better. So you can tell me, even if it's fully cooked. In other words, people consider this fully cooked, not raw at all. But it gets better the longer it sits. And it's a liquid. So the Yesh Bishlach, my cell was Yesh Bishlach HaBishlach. My liquid was a Yesh Bishlach HaBishlach, according to Mechaber, to Raisa. Only if it's Mithamak V'yafel. I'm Mithamak R'aloi, Mutal L'Niach Samach L'Mantara, Filo M'Lachim Shiyatza Lettuce Boy. This chiluk of the Ramah is not accepted. And the Shartzin already mentioned that the Taz actually is Machria like this. There's a long Taz over there, over here, where the Taz wants to argue that you have to add something more. It's fully cooked, and it's still hot. So what exactly? And just cooling it off and reheating it. What are you doing? It says, but for reheating it, you're adding and making it better. I understand that you call that Shaykh Hashem Bishul. Just reheating it alone without changing it is not considered something. Now the Taz creates a chumra because of that. So that's a kula, right? But he also creates a chumra. That means anytime you're adding a new dimension to something, we have a din of a bishul deraisa. So he says, the mashal, let's say something which is already mavushal. And now I want to put it, mavushal means it's cooked with water. Now I want to put it directly onto just a hot blech without any liquid. So it's going to get a little toasty, a little roasted. Well, so yeshifiach or bishul, because you've added a new dimension to it. You changed it a little bit. It's a little bit better tasting because you've added a new. It's fully cooked beforehand. You added a new knach to it, which wasn't there beforehand. So all these issues of tzliach or bishul, the bishul achar tzli. If you have something which is you cook a chicken beforehand with liquid, and now you want to put it there, and it's going to dry. If that some way makes it, you know, a little more, whatever. That's the main problem of Tzliach HaBishul or Bishul Achat Tzli. Because all those are adding a new dimension to the item which wasn't there beforehand, and that's still called Bishul. In other words, what the Mechadish and Mechadish is, even something that's fully cooked, it's still Shaykh HaBishul because you're adding something more to it. That's what this Rebbe Rucham is adding. So there are many different nafkaminas of that, and that's Mishabir will talk about that.
And we don't say just by heating up, which makes it better, is going to be some type of new aspect of Bishul, or it has to actually change the form?
Well, that's what Ben Yerucham is saying. That it's adding some way, it's making it taste better, right? Not just the fact that it's hotter. Now, then the Mechaber added, even if it was fully hot, it was only partially cooked. Cooking it from there to fully cooked is also Osir, Kamachim Ander Soy, Buhad Din Yoy Sarchi Gomer Bishuloy, Shabbat Bishul Minotar. Until it's fully cooked, if it's three quarters cooked and you make it fully cooked, that's also going to be Bishul the rice. Feel about reset. That's even if it's fully hot. Part of Yehudi also ligmar bishul. You can't even have a guy ask a guy to do that for you. Everybody, yeah, but ain't lesser a tafshul. Now let's say you ask a guy to do this. Or even if you still did it, so he's not allowed to do it. And the Mechaber is not allowed to do it. But if he did it, it's not also why. There's just Mechal Poiskim, which is serving the Kemen and his Bashal Kamachal Ben Drusoy, Shub Ein Bezem Shub Bishul. What we found this fascinating, you learn the Beis Yosef, you find that the Rishonim call taking something from Michael Ben Drusoy to fully cooked is a question of Bishul or Bishul. It's cooked. My husband's rice is called cooked. It's edible now. It's not fully edible, but it's edible. And you're cooking it more. That's the same machloek as of Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. That's what Rishonim presented. There's some Rishonim holding Bishul Achar Bishul. So they hold Bishul Achar Bishul, take it from my husband's soy, to fully cooked. There's also Bishul Achar Bishul. Mechar passes Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. So he passes by both. Now, and we were not necessarily connected the two, but that's how basically he does. He connects the two. So he's saying to Bidi Abbot, there are many Rishonim which hold Bishul Achar Bishul. Yeah, but you're not going to ask the Tavshin.
And this is putting it back on then? So something that would be...
Something which was, before Shabbos, was only partially cooked, and the person would then take it on Shabbos and
put it on, right.
And put it on the fire, or whatever. Now, the Hani Mili, so the Mechaber says, it's a halacha that I said, that something which is fully cooked, and then, if it's nitzan, and it's called bishul achar bishul, it's only if it's a liquid. Hani Mili, Ritzalar, Mahadar, Minan, the nitzan, and shayach bishul b'chol gavne, shayach bishul again. It's only if it's more, it has gravy. By lach, the heat is significant, whereas by a salad, the kugel remains a kugel, doesn't lose its status of a kugel. But the soup, without the heat, is not the same thing. That's the chiddush of a davar lach. Of a davar yavesh, it's fully cooked and it's a davar yavesh. Hainu ben yisbashu kol tzorach, if it's fully cooked. Now, what will be the following? says, what would be in a case where Avalim lo nisbashel, el nishol me'erev Shabbos apli rishit shayatzit lettuce boy? You haven't cooked it. What you did was you put it in Erev Shabbos into a kibbutz off of the fire, which is hot, and it cooks there a certain amount. Now you want to go on Shabbos and do that a second time. So also the shreshim b'shab b'cham and shayat zlatus by end of Shabbos. You can't then put it into hot water again on Shabbos. Why? Davogav the ain't counter sefes bishul achor. You're not cooking it any more than you did before Shabbos. I mean, whatever cooking that holding it in one, putting it into this pot of the fire does, it did it before Shabbos. So what, you're not doing any more bishul on Shabbos, right? So why should be a problem? So then we can say the toys of b'ksas bishul because manichu pam sheni becham. So the first sheet that says that if you put it on the fire mamish, then gets the job done. It's done. It's done. You put it into klibishin shloile eish. It, because the power is not so significant, it can't necessarily complete it, and therefore there's always a possibility that the second time it'll get cooked a little more. Okay, so the Beis Yosef says the right price can hold, that's a problem. But there is those which are makel. The Rambam sheet is that it's mutter. But the Ikar Pesach is, the Beis Yosef's Pesach is not like the Rambam. Now, comes the Das Prima Gadam, and he said like this, that the Rambam L'char, what's not the Rambam? He's Meiko. The other Rishonim are saying a good Svara. The Mekilim Mar B'Dover Shadarka V'Tivu Kali Gomer B'Shalapa Klibishan Shosim Enereish. We're talking about certain things that their nature is they cook very quickly, even in a pot which is off of the fire. So those things, so putting in a second time on Shabbos, you're not doing anything, it's done already. But even the Rambam would agree, of Dover Shadarka L'Spashal L'Gomer B'Klibishan, doesn't easily cook in a kli rishon off of the fire. The kuliyam also, it's also to put it back on Shabbos. And therefore, it's better to be machmer because then, okay, now what's what? What's kaltiva kali gomer? So that's the second. The Supreme Court says let's not get involved because the group like anyway is not like the Rambam. Now, the whole zelinyan at least rests of a kli rishon. I want to go on Shabbos and put it into a kli rishon shloi le'esh. Go. I'm adding bishul. But what about if I put it into a kli rishon shloi le'esh before Shabbos? Now I want to put it into a kli sheni shloi le'esh. But the shreshim a kli sheni avshal yatzal letus bo yesh lahokul b'chol gavli kibin the rabbi Shabbos nishu b'cham shal yatzal letus ben. It was cooked before Shabbos in a kli rishon shloi le'esh, and now I put it into a kli sheni shloi le'esh. You can be makel. Some of whatever amount of bishul was going to be done to it was done in the kli rishon, and the kli sheni is not going to add anything more to that. Okay.
Klisheni
is not going to add anything more to it. Someone just cooked already, lamin beis, who yaveish, and now it's dry. It didn't have to necessarily be cooked dry, it could be cooked with liquid, but the liquid is no longer there. It's been poured off. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, if I recall correctly, doesn't get involved in how dry is dry. You know, it has to be totally bone dry. What about there's a little bit of liquid, you know, how dry is dry? So later on, the Ramo will talk about it in, I think it's Sif Tesvov, talks about it. As long as the liquid which is there is minimal to the point that when it heats up, it's not going to start flowing off of the item. It'll get absorbed in whatever it is. That's called Dover Yavish. Because again, Ramo holds it than Ima Dover Lach in the Shalach Abishol. So even if there's be liquid mamish, it's bishul achar bishul. So he says, as long as it's not flowing off and becoming a separate liquid, we're going to deal with it as a solid.
What if it is a solid, like chicken fat, when it starts as a solid? And then
right, that's the case of the Ramah there. You told me you had fat and those type of things that you're going to... So the Ramah says you go be ikar bus to the way it is, the status that it is right now. Right now it's a solid. He says, but if something which is going to flow off afterwards and become a...
So chicken fat, no. So chicken with one fatty
second.
Chicken.
Let me see if we can get this right. One second.
Juice is the best part. It's delicious. What was I going to do? I love chicken. Good fat chicken.
So he says that in Tezayin, you have this infant that was like a type of a... goose fat kugel, you know. It was, you know, it was a type of a. You put it in tekel eish makam shehatz lettuce boy. Even though the shuman shabar nikrish chayz in the book, it will melt. It's okay. He says, "Kolshki kader sheyesh roitav shenikrish." So he says, so in the Nogol L'Hachmir, he says, as long as if it's not going to be melt enough that it's going to flow off, the amount is going to absorb, that is, you're allowed to warm enough. That's not the Schumra. The Schumra is if it's going to be melt to the point that it's going to flow off. And the minute is doing machmer. He said, "Welcome a tzarech. You could be tzarech on the first sheet."
What's tzarech?
You let's say you have guests and you need to heat up the food, whatever, you know, something like that. You have a tzarech.
As opposed to serving it cold, like I can look at chila and say I'm going to serve the chicken.
Or again, if I'm doing it right, so. I'm not really saying stam because you would like it hot. But that's how you felt like you have guests, or something, you know, the tzarech erchim or something like that. Tzarech erchim is considered like a different madrega of a need, or you were heading those type of things. Okay. What's the shreisha lamed gimel? Now there's a wild prima gadam. Prima gadam says it goes with a raiv. If raiv is a solid, it's called a solid. Even though meat is a meat or liquid, it's still considered a solid.
So a really thick soup. Not like a thick soup, but a soup with a bunch of vegetables in it, where the raiv is the vegetables.
Theoretically, I might say we don't be Mr. Bros go with it.
Does anybody else go with it?
Again, you're going to have to be. He has to go with the Ramah. Even by the Ramah, Mishalach or Mishalach. I don't can understand what he's saying. And that's a major cooler. Otherwise, he says Mom was cooking something that wasn't cooked yet. You only have Mishalach or Mishalach. On the Lach part, since it's a me, it's not alcohol. I mean, there's liquid bubbling over here now. But,
okay, but Lamaisa, we go with that, with the Ramah.
We go with the Ramah. We go, again, it calls on Tony Sand Lagamri.
Right.
So. What does the Shvar say? I feel a clear vision. Reseach, kadesh shiyani moach sham yedavrelach. So I'm going. I want to go now on Shabbos. It's a davar yavesh, and I want to go put it into something to heat up to into a clear vision, which is not a laish. It's not considered bishul. I put the clear vision, which is reseach, kadesh shiyani moach sham yedavrelach. The bishul of a bishul, but lo yinu the clear vision sham and alaish kaviyesh. So here's this heter. It's a double yavesh, and I'm going to put it into a kli rishon. Right now I'm dealing with it as a solid. So I want to put my sugar. Sugar is a double yavesh. It's fully cooked. It's a double yavesh. I'm going to put it into my kli rishon, and it's going to heat up and become liquid. Even like this, you can't put aloesh. Okay, I'm not comfortable over here. Wait one second. So why isn't that the problem of being nimuach and having dinner with a relach? Why isn't this case? Right now it's a solid. It's going to become the water, become a liquid. So you say we deal with it as a solid right now. She has a carbon, she tells us it's more than she has, not more than anything. remember. I have to check on that.
What?
Why Ramo should say something over here? If that's the case, Ramo should say something. Okay. You're allowed to put it, you can't, but something which is never yavish, which is not especially for Shabbos, you can't put it into Chaman on Shabbos. Lamadalad, Shayat Seletis Behen. I feel him lo yunichu shamach yini in the muach. Even if it's not going to become the muach over there, it's not a problem becoming a lach, but it remains a yavish, but you're cooking it. I feel the klisheni nami also lishris. Here the issue is even to a klisheni. Why? Look, we have a rule that klisheni is not mavashal. The Mexican mavashal. It's also else Mexican mavashal. Well, I don't mean the tavlin besif tes. We'll see later on that putting tavlin into a klisheni is mutter, even though the tavlin were not cooked before Shabbos at all, because klisheni is not mavashal. So I'm allowed to add spices into a klisheni. So why is that? Why is that mutter? The tavlin asuim lematika kaderi below Mexican mavashal. In other words, if I put something in a salad, whatever it is, it looks like the process. What I'm doing is my goal is to cook the item. I put in spices. People don't say, your goal is to cook the spices. That's not how people perceive it. They don't see this as a cooking process. It's a spicing process. The reality is it's not getting cooked. And people don't perceive it as an act of cooking. People might say, one second, hey, he's cooking the spices. They might. That's like a second type of thought, but it's not like an obvious perception of what's happening. Whereas if I take hot water, I take this non-cooked item and I put it into the hot water, this big hunk of something, you're trying to heat it up. That your goal is to heat up the item. So people look at that and people look like that as an act of bishul. So that's why it's a problem.
But at what point would if we put it in a klisheni and then you put the klisheni a la esh, it's going to heat up that klisheni.
Well, now it's not klisheni anymore. But right. It's just klisheni.
So this
concept of the Chazanisha says the mashal, if I want to take a piece of lemon and put it in my tea, which is a klisheni, he says it's mutter. You're cooking the lemon. There's no bishul to klisheni. It looks like cooking. They say, your goal is to cook the lemon. People don't perceive it as an act of cooking the lemon. That's not what I'm doing. I'm flavoring the tea. So people perceive it. If I take something else, it would be a problem. You know, that's the lumbus behind it. That's how far the Chazanish takes it. We are allowed to pour onto it b'cham and b'shabbos. Haino shemar lo miklisheni. You can't pour from a kli rishon. The kli rishon also laris a love the yirik kli rishon mevashal kli klipa. The irik kli rishon mevashal kli klipa. We all irik kli rishon. We pour from a kli rishon does have a certain amount of cooking power. It cooks the outer layer. Doesn't cook at all, it cooks the outer layers. That's what it's still also to do. Because it calls it a sefiot. So the case of air pouring on it must be referring to pouring on it from a klisheni. Okay, but within the short Lars with klisheni, I'll double cup of double lach. Signing, double lake, double bell. So the same thing. I have a double lach, which is cold. So there's a problem of bishul. No, there's not a problem of bishul because klisheni is not a bash. So I can pour the klisheni. What can I not pour from a klisheni onto? So the Mechaber gave us two examples. One was Maliach Yashin, Dag Meluch Shoshana Shavra, was they would take the fish and not cook it, they would salt it, and it would be preserved in salt for a very long time. It would come, the salt would affect the flesh of the fish to the point that even pouring from a klisheni is enough to cook it. Or Kuyas Hispanin, what is that? It was a type of a fish which was its nature was that you would salt it, even though it wasn't Malik HaYashin, it wasn't sitting for a year in the salt, just salting it a little bit, already would make it, it would impact it enough that its flesh would be cooked by pouring onto it from a klisheni. Well, can I feel HaDochah? You can't pour on a klisheni on it either. Shazel gemar malachton rabbi bishul. That's considered full, finishing the act of cooking it, and it's bishul. V'misav gemar de medichem b'chamen chayev chatz. A person would do it. You talk about the rice over here. Now. The nature of these things is that the hadacha b'chamin is necessary to make it edible. Therefore, so the act of pouring on it is what makes it edible, and therefore it's considered an act of bishul. So making something edible will, Mishnah Berurah will say, let's say I have something which I can make it edible by pouring cold on it, water on it. That's not us. I am making it into a food. Before it wasn't edible, now it's edible. Bishul has to be by that, and it has to be by heat. But if I have something which the way I can make it edible is by using hot water to make it edible, that's called bishul. Well, stuff can be why the heat impacts it. The heat impacts it because of its nature. I can't eat it until I pour this hot water on it. That's called cooking it. Therefore, who had sometimes you would salt things to preserve them. They're so salty you can't eat them. They're too salty. So what they would do is they would pour hot water on them, which would take off some of the saltiness and now make it edible. So it comes out the malicha, besides it making it more easily cooked, also makes it not edible, and the hadacha b'chamin makes it edible. That's also called bishul. Right, okay. Now, that's only something which needs hot water. But let's say I need to pour something on it. But it doesn't have to be hot. I can do it with a tachas sadin. So then, it's not the heat which makes it edible. It's the pouring, which it's water which makes it edible. So then, when I pour with hot water, it's up to, oh, I did bishul, because I used heat to make it edible. No, I didn't. I used water to make it edible. I will dorm shechol mechol na'yidei hadachas mayim tzoninin. And is ladicha b'chamin m'klishay. Making sense over here? Yeah.
Yeah, but why do you need that? Why does that have to be a cliche that you're doing this with?
We have a rule that irikli rishon has a power to cook.
Right.
Over here, the issue wasn't the cooking. The issue was taking it from non-edible to edible.
Right.
Through heat is problematic. So we say over here the heat's not what's doing it, but irikli rishon is mamash doing bishul. Fiza dag shemaluach shem of kamenos shakar and herring. So you have herring.
Wait, on that last point, yeah. if it's something that doesn't need hot water, but you use hot water for it, would you still have to put that in a klisheni?
As you're saying, you can do hadachas klisheni.
Even if it doesn't need hot water, you could get it off with cold water. You're just using hot water. You still need klisheni.
Right, because klirishon, you're going to have a problem of klirishon has a mitzias abishal.
On
if I take an apple, apple is edible as is.
Right.
But if I pour on it from a clear rishon, I'm doing bishul to it.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So we have this fish called salted fish called herring. Shechalam lechol ayde hadachas tzernanin upamim af bali hadachas. Sometimes you don't even need hadach at all, or even hadachas tzern is enough. But ladicha apamayim chan. Okay, that's the ikur. Then he comes and he says, "I'm a tazmash. The yesh is arshal on the dicha b'cham, and you shouldn't do it." Okay, because of same shulchan as the shittim, chayodim, chen nochon alin lemaisa v'ayim rirloch. Lemaisa, you should be maybe bechoshes that maybe the heat taka does something more than the cold, and therefore there is something which is doing. So let's be choshes out to chashash that maybe you're really taka doing something. Now, the rirloch raises the following question. Maybe the Gemara's lashon is halachas zui gemar malachta. So gemar malachta doesn't sound like bishul. So Rashi says and vahanu bishulay. Rashi's lashon is something like that. But maybe I should learn what the pshat is that the problem is makapatish. I'm finishing the process of making it usable. So maybe the problem here is, and if that's the problem, so even my tzaddik should be problematic. Okay.
Still talking about Michael here?
My Michael. No, the Machaber. The Machaber's din was that taking the Malicha Yoshin, the Kli Hispanin, you can't do a docha because the chazan zugim are malach. That's a lashon of a mishnah.
Okay.
Okay. So how do you learn that mishnah? So Rashi says it's bishul. So if it's bishul, there obviously has to be heat. So it comes along over here. The prima gadol says maybe pshat and gemar malachtan is gemar malachtan. So the problem which he says that if the problem is Markopathish, so why is Sun and Mutter? It's nothing to do with heat. It's a new issue. And Rashi and the Rambam both say the Chiyuv is auspicious. But there is a Yerushalmi. Which is Masha, that there is a Shaykh Makar Pathish Baruchlin, and therefore he raises the question, maybe it should be he says like this, he comes up at the end as Makar Pathish Baruchlin, second to last line of the Bir Locha. He has to be the Vareno. He's got a lot of different rites, etc. Then you Makar Pathish Baruchlin, who Makar Pathish Baruchlin, who Makar Pathish Baruchlin, there are many memorials which are mashma, not like that. So I hold the Kripsak is that if it's just Altamaka Pathish alone, not using any heat, I can't make any argument that it should be us. But in a case where there is heat being used, maybe I should at least give it a shem bishul of that, the combination of the two. Now, Makapadish Oichlin has like a lot of practical other applications. One of the issues they raise is when they dealt with the shalom making seltzer on Shabbos. Is considered Makapadish. Not bishul, obviously, but I'm adding this another dimension to it, you know, it's all bubbly, etc. So the answer is a Makapadish Oichlin. As you should know, there is a Yerushalmi, the Mishnah doesn't bring it, but there is a Yerushalmi which seems to hold the Yesh Makar Pathish Baruch Hu, and the Arsim and Poskim which are Makar Pathish Baruch Hu. But the Chosin is Gemar Malachto. What's the one with Bechamen? So the problem is only Bechamen. Abba Tzedem Bata Adilcha, Abba Fleshwe, so you can pour on it, you can soak it in cold water. Even though it's making royal achila, she called davar shein oichel mutter the shreis lasses oichel b'shabbes because she calls it b'simin shein chaptal. Masher oichel b'shabbes is mutter. That's one of the bir lochas right. It's not in the makar patish because the more says that making something from non oichel into shivuya oichel is mishavina. Making something from inedible to edible is mutter on Shabbos. So again, by case of a behema, you got to take food which the animal can't eat it as is and chop it up in such a way that it's, you know, not toichen or whatever, but you got to process it in a way to make it, the animal can use it now. That's mutter. It's makar patish. No problem. Ain't makar patish right. Okay. Then the Mechabris, then the Ramboy added, anything which is kosher, and you can't eat it without soaking it, you can't soak it on Shabbos. Okay. Hold over kosher. It's raw. It doesn't need to be cooked. Actually, yovesh v'koshem, but it's very hard. You can't eat it because of its hardness, but lo shriya b'chama, without soaking it. So the soaking over here will make it edible. Also the shriya, so you can't do that. The ends off with gemar malach. Table the chol davar yovesh lo nispashem v'majem. I mean, one second, understand. I already said before, you can't soak anything b'cham. Right? That was what he said. Chava said, ain't sure no b'cham and b'shabbos. You can't take something and put it into a kli rishon, or even a kli sheni on Shabbos, because in Mexican b'asher. Okay, b'chanal. Yesh lomar, the roitz lashmieno, the b'zesh, u'gmar malachtoi, yesh isher b'shriya b'idaraisa. What he's adding over here, that's not a drabonin, this is the rice. Putting it into a klisheni is drabonin. But over here, because Mesim Mavash, over here, by making it inedible to edible, even though it's not cooking it, but using the heat of the klisheni to make it edible, is the rice. because I'm using the heat to make it edible. That's an issur d'oraisa. Also the shrush, I feel a bit cliche. And so he adds that it's also to do it even a cliche. Of what then, in Mahoya Dovershah, ye and Nasa, Relachila, ye and Doch is Kamen Balmak, Kamadoch, also we can all in the Tamalia. So the same thing, if I take something which is not edible, by pouring on it from cliche, he would make it edible with heat, hot water. That's the Yisrael Malicha Yoshan, and I can't do that. That all goes into that thing. Okay, so that's basically the Biur of the Allah over here of Sif Dalet, the Mishabur. Now the Mishabur goes off into the issue of how to prepare tea on Shabbos. How to make tea on Shabbos. That'll take us the rest of the Yom HaBurger. We'll hold it here.